Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Jeffrey.
And I'm Laura.
And today we have some exciting news.
所以今天呢我们有非常有趣的这个新闻要跟大家说呢 And what's it about?
Well, it's about an animal, a very cute animal, but I won't give it away just yet. I think we should start off with a question.
Okay.
What do you think is the cutest animal?In the world.
The cutest animal. Oh, 我每次很讨厌回答就是最怎么样的东西因为我只能选一个最可爱的动物在世界上。I think I would go for polar bears.
They are pretty cute. So that's the all white bear, right?
Yes. What about you? What do you think is the cutest animal in the world?
Well, this is a little bit different. It doesn't look very cute.But it sounds cute. I think birds are cute because they can speak English or Chinese or any language that you teach them.
It's smart, but not the cutest to me. Anyway, we'll find out what's the cutest animal to a lot of people very soon, right?
Yes, let's start our article.
U-bikes and a baby panda.
The baby panda...Yuan Zai was born on July 6, 2013. She is more famous than any other animal at Taipei Zoo. China gave her parents, Tuan Tuan and Yuan Yuan, to Taiwan as a gift in 2008. Zoo workers took Yuan Zai away from her mother after birth. Sometimes,Panda mothers cannot look after their newborn babies well. Workers provided her with 24/7 care to make sure the cub was safe and sound. Yuan Zai cannot wait to introduce herself in her first public appearance this month.
Word power!
Panda, panda. Giant pandas are slowly disappearing from the world. Giant pandas are slowly disappearing from the world. Birth, birth. Everyone was excited about the birth of Prince William's son. Everyone was excited.About the birth of Prince William's son. Care, care. My mother took me into her care when I became sick. My mother took me into her care when I became sick. Introduce, introduce. Introduce, introduced, introduced.The students introduced themselves on the first day of school. The students introduced themselves on the first day of school.
Our article begins. The baby panda, Yuan Zai, was born on July 6, 2013.
Yay! 大家有没有猜到我们今天的主角是谁呢？就是大小朋友都非常喜欢的圆仔一呀。OK, 他什么时候出生的呢？我今天才知道是2013年的7月6号哦。所以他是巨蟹座。OK。
OK, now a panda, spelled P-A-N-D-A, is a large black and white animal like a bear that lives in China and is very...rare. It's very special. And everybody should know what a panda is by now.
Okay, so panda 是什么呢？就是熊猫或是猫熊。那其实刚刚 Jeffrey 讲的没有错呢，我们要爱护这个我们很多动物，因为它有时候已经变得非常的 rare, R-A-R-E, 就是稀有啦。
It's true. And our example sentence is sad but true. Giant pandas are slowly disappearing from the world.
Giant pandas are slowly disappearing from the world. 这个大熊猫渐渐在世界上就慢慢的就是消失快要绝种啦，所以我们要好好的爱护动物哦。I want to talk about something else that's very interesting. Besides a panda, Can you think of other animals that are black and white, Jeffrey?
Dogs?
Yeah, like Dalmatians. Just yeah. 101种狗. Okay, what about a snow leopard?
Oh.
Yeah, 雪豹. 还有呢, 我要讲的是黑白颜色的动物, 还有 penguins.
Oh, yeah,
People
of course.
Penguins here, also in Taiwan. 企鹅, and a zebra, of course, 就是斑马. And this is also, actually, I think this animal is very cute in cartoons. Skunks.
Cute.
就是臭鼬. Yeah, you know that one that likes to kiss people?
Mm.
Skunk.
But they smell so
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, they smell really bad.
Okay, well, let's get back to our famous panda. And in fact, the article says she is more famous than any other animal at Taipei Zoo.
She sure is. 现在一样呢, 在台北市动物园呢, 吼, 真的已经比其他动物更加的夯,更加有名啦。
So, China gave her parents, Tuan Tuan and Yuan Yuan, to Taiwan as a gift in 2008.
没错,其实大家有没有记得追溯在这个 2008年的时候呢, 其实中国呢就把他的父母, 也就是团团和圆圆, 送给我们当作礼物啦。
So because pandas are from China,
yes.
if you see them in another country, they are probably a gift from China. Or maybe even they're just borrowing the pandas for a while because they're so rare.
So they probably have to return them, huh?
Yes. And so the article continues, zoo workers took Yuan Zai away from her mother after birth.
Okay.
That's strange, don't you think?
Right. 所以呢,这个动物园的饲育员呢, 把元仔出生之后,诶,就离开了他的妈妈,由他们来照顾哦。 Okay, we saw this word birth. What does it mean?
Right. Birth, spelled B-I-R-T-H, is the time when a baby is born. Mm. Okay, so we could say everyone was excited about the birth of Prince William's son.
Everyone was excited about the birth of Prince William's son.
I think his name is George.
Right, okay. 我们来看一下birth这个字,它是一个名词,就是指诞生。 可是如果我们要讲到某一个人的生日,再用另外一个字,就是birthday, 或者是呢,出生这个年月日呢,在护照上面可能会看到date of birth来表示哦。 那刚刚的例句,哇,就提到,相信大家都对这个 威廉王子就是Prince William的儿子, 也就是刚刚Jeffrey说, 他的名字是George, 他对他的出生感到非常的excited, 很兴奋啦。
Now, you might be wondering, why would zoo workers take the baby away?
That's mean.
Doesn't a baby need to be with its mother?
Right.
Well, actually, the article explains this. It says, sometimes panda mothers cannot look after their newborn babies well.
哦,原来原因是这样,因为通常出生的时候怎么可能很残忍把它抽离它妈妈的身边,因为有时候呢,这个熊猫的妈妈不能完善地照顾它们刚出生的小宝宝啊,那这里 look after就有着照顾这样子的意思啦。
Right, panda babies are very small.
Yeah, they're like tiny.
Yeah, they're really helpless. They need so much help that sometimes the panda mother can't help the baby enough.
Right, that's right? true.
But fortunately, she was born in a zoo. So workers provided her with 24/7 care to make sure the cub was safe and sound.
Okay. 所以在这里呢,好险好家在有这个饲养员,他24小时无时无刻的照顾一样,原仔,好确保这个小baby可以安然无恙。Okay,
we saw the word care, spelled C-A-R-E, and here it is a noun.
Right.
Okay, and it is the process of looking after someone, especially because they are ill, very old, or very young.
Okay, and how do we use this word in a sentence, Jeffrey?
Well, I could say, my mother took me into her care when I became sick.
My mother took me into her care when I became sick. 在这里呢，注意我们的 care 是当作名词来用，有着这个照顾，所以我们常常会放在一个片语里面 take care of. OK, 所以刚刚的例句就是说我妈妈在我生病的时候呢，非常的细心的照顾我。And we also saw 24/7 in the same sentence. What does that mean?
That means 24 hours a day.
Right.
7 days a week.
Oh.
So basically, all the time.
Okay. 所以呢，刚刚我们是不是看到这个 24/7 其实就是指七天24小时，那当然就是用来比喻无时无刻这样的意思哦。像是有时候我们会说，他总是无时无刻非常担心你，或是我们就可以说 She worries about you 24/7 Or the store is open 24/7 哇，那间店呢，它是24小时营业的哦。
We also saw the word cub, spelled C-U-B, and a cub is just a baby animal of a certain kind. Bears and lions and usually other large
tigers?
animals when they have babies. Yeah, tigers as well. Their babies are called cubs. The same way a dog has puppies and a cat has kittens.
Right, okay. 所以其实我们刚刚看到 cub 呢，在这里是指小熊猫的宝宝，但是它可以用来指熊宝宝，或者是这个狮子宝宝，都是用 cub, C-U-B 这个字。常常我们呢，会有一个动物，像是 dog, cat, 他们的小朋友、小宝宝呢，就是用不同的字，像是 dog 跟 puppy, puppy 就是小狗狗，或者呢 chicken and chicks, 就是小鸡跟鸡。And here's one, a very different one, kangaroos. Do you know what's the Its baby is called?
Is that a kid?
It's a Joey!
Oh,
has a name!
Of course, that's cool.
对啊，所以这个 kangaroo 就是那个袋鼠，它的小宝宝竟然叫 Joey, J-O-E-Y. Okay, that's enough. Okay, what about this phrase, safe and sound?
Well, it means that you are all taken care of. So they wanted to make sure that the baby would be healthy and strong, so they wanted to remove any danger...Make sure it was safe and sound.
Safe and sound 其实是指安然无恙这样子的意思啦。Okay, let's continue reading.
Well, I cannot wait to see this panda. And the article says that Yuan Zai cannot wait to introduce herself in her first public appearance this month.
没错，我们等不及要看他。不过元仔呢，他这个月也等不及要初次见面，与大家正式的这个公开见面这样子意思啦。Introduce.
Right, introduce. To introduce yourself is to tell someone what your name is. You say, hello, nice to meet you. My name is Jeffrey.
Right, okay.
So for example, the students introduced themselves on the first day of school.
Oh, the students introduce themselves on the first day of school. Introduce 这个字呢，其实是个动词，表示介绍的意思。所以它动词三态很简单，直接接 D 在它的过去式跟过去分词就可以啦。Introduce, introduced, introduced. 那刚刚的例句的意思就是学生们在第一天上课的时候就互相自我介绍啦。Well, that's it for today. Let's now go to our wrap up.
Okay, welcome back. So, we talked about a famous animal at the Taipei City Zoo, which is one of my favorite places in the city.
Wow, 真的啊，所以其实 Jeffrey 也非常喜欢去我们的木栅动物园哦。And it's very convenient to get there. You can just take the MRT.
That's right. And it's great to go there on a nice weekend when the weather is great out.
Yes.
And even when you're done, you can...Go up the mountain on the Maokong Gondola,which is beautiful if you're not afraid.
Okay, so Jeffrey 已经帮我们规划好了，如果我们要去这个动物园的这个行程，那如果我们去玩动物园，也就是我们坐到这个木栅这种这个捷运，我们还可以去猫空缆车上玩哦。Great, that is a really good suggestion. Maybe I could do that this weekend.
Although I don't think they have your favorite animal, the skunk.Because it smells too bad. People will have to hold their noses and
stay away from it. It's not my favorite animal. Remember, I love polar bears. Okay, it was one of the animals I mentioned. Anyway, that's it for today. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Big Fun 小聚会
Sorry, we can't make it to your party.
Sorry, we can't make it to your party.
Hey guys, I'm Eunice. 不知道大家有没有遇过被邀请参加 party, 却因为要念书或者是父母不允许而无法参加的情况呢？遇到这种情况的时候真的是很沮丧呢，是不是啊？好啦，那今天要来跟大家分享如何婉拒对方的邀请。我们可以说 Sorry, we can't make it to your party. Sorry, we can't make it to your party. 意思就是抱歉，我们无法出席你的派对。 Make it 在这边的意思就是出席参加，那要参加什么就在 make it to 后面加上你要参加的活动。所以呢，以后记得除了用上次教的动词 attend 表示出席参加某个活动之外，你们也可以用 make it 来表示哦，而且还更简单更好记呢。那我们一起来练习一下今天的句子。 Sorry, we can't make it to your party. A plus 小聚会，大家下次再见咯。
Sorry, we can't make it to your party.
Sorry, we can't make it to your party.
Chit chat.
我有个问题。
What question?
不是要问问题，是我有个问题。I have a problem.
啊，去！妈妈，你是不是感冒了？
好像是耶。
我就说嘛，你这样三餐不正常，该吃的时候不吃，该睡的时候不睡。你这些坏习惯再不改的话，一定有更多的问题的。You will have more questions.
那我该怎么办啊？
我在想，我是要买补品给你呢，还是要煮鸡汤给你呢？
那你还不赶快去？
哎，不知道，随便。
我这样会不会太没大没小了？可是我就是很爱吃零食嘛。不过我以后一定会小心，这样我才不会有很多的问题。刚刚表姐好像说 You will have more questions later. 哎呦，其实呢，此问题非彼，我们要说的问题，因为英文呢，如果你有很多问题是指麻烦的话呢，我们就要用 problems, 不能用 questions 哦。没有错，中文我们把 problem 和 question 都翻译成问题，但是呢，事实上他们还是不同哦。Problem 是指难以理解或处理的问题、难题，如 health problem 健康问题、family problems 家庭问题等等。For example, her problem is that she is too shy. 可是刚刚表姐错用的 question 则是一般我们在班上会询问老师的问题、疑问哦。所以问问题我们就说 ask a question, 而不能说 ask a problem 哦。For example, Timmy likes to ask many questions. 或者呢，像是明星常对记者说的 Stop asking me questions.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
问问题的问题要用 question, 那如果遇到人生的感情问题、难题就要用 problem.
You bikes and a baby panda.
The baby panda, Yuanzai, was born on July 6th, 2013. She is more famous than any other animal at Taipei Zoo. China gave her parents, Tuan Tuan and Yuan Yuan, to Taiwan as a gift in 2008. Zoo workers took Yuanzai away from her mother after birth.Sometimes, panda mothers cannot look after their newborn babies well. Workers provided her with 24/7 care to make sure the cub was safe and sound. Yuanzai cannot wait to introduce herself in her first public appearance this month.
Panda.Panda. Giant pandas are slowly disappearing from the world. Giant pandas are slowly disappearing from the world. Birth. Birth. Everyone was excited about the birth of Prince William's son. Everyone was excited about the birth of Prince William's son. Care. Care. My mother took me into her care when I became sick. My mother took me into her care when I became sick. Introduce. Introduce. Introduce, introduced, introduced. The students introduced themselves on the first day of school. The students introduced themselves on the first day of school.